Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And we wanted to remember two notable Massachusetts residents who died recently and who were buried today. Bruce Bowling, the first black president of the Boston City Council, died last week of prostate cancer. He was 67 years old.
Bowling belonged to one of the city's most prominent political families and was a big proponent of bringing racial and social diversity to Boston. A public funeral was held for him today at Morningstar Baptist Church in Mattapan.
Hundreds of people also said goodbye today to Glenn Doherty, a 42-year-old Winchester man who was one of four Americans killed in the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, last week. Doherty had spent 10 years as a Navy SEAL in the Middle East. He left the Navy in 2005, but stayed in the region working as a private security contractor.
At today's funeral service, his brother Greg remembered him as a man who embraced life to its fullest.
He died protecting people because he believed in humanity. He cherished life enough to want to pay it back. He wanted to pay back life and be able to say at the pearly gates, thank you and you're welcome.
Stay with us. Up next, we'll be talking with two criminal justice experts about the Boston Crime Lab disaster. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.